Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You got to tell the truth with love, because remember, you're going to be tempted to lie, but always tell the truth. The Bible says this. Let me give you this scripture here. Here's what the Bible says about the truth. Verse John chapter 8, verse 32. It says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Boy, I tell you, ain't nothing like telling the truth. Whenever you tell a lie, it is so much work. I've done it. I tell you. Because you got to keep up with all the lies you told. And it continues to grow and you keep changing it. Once a liar, you just start growing. I'm telling you, it's tough work. Tell the truth. It will set you free. I tell you, trust me, it will set you free. Tell the truth, nothing but the truth. Now, if we look at verse 26 here. And I'm telling you, this is so powerful. Me and my wife practice this for new couples growing up, or even just for a single person. You need to really practice this. It says, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Remember, every action starts with a thought. Every action starts with a thought. So remember, our conversations that we're in, the things that we're watching, the things that we're listening to, all of that stuff will affect us and come out at some point. So be careful. That's why you got to be very careful who you're hanging around with, what you're watching, what you're listening, because you will do things and you don't even know why you're doing it. Basically, it's that seed that was planted and you didn't, and that seed now is growing. Matter of fact, in God's word, it says, "Bring every thought to the obedience of Christ." I don't know about you, but that's tough work. I mean, because you've got to filter a lot of stuff and say, "That's not right, that's not right." But that's what you have to do. You have to bring every thought into the obedience of Christ. And whenever you let something in, it starts to grow. It starts to grow. That's what verse 27 talks about. Verse 27 says, "Neither give place to the devil." Don't give him place. Because remember, if you give him an inch, he'll what? Take a mile. You give him a ride, he'll want to what? Drive. Don't play with him. He's no fun. And also, when we say don't give him an inch, or the Bible say don't give him place, think about the things in your life that you used to do right for the Lord. You used to go witnessing for the Lord, but now you're not doing it. You used to read your Bible every day, now you're not doing it. You used to call and check on somebody, and now you're not doing it. But what happens is you have given space to the devil, and now the devil is directing you and not the Lord. Don't give place to the devil. Don't give up your strongholds that you once had. You know, I was talking to some people about, I believe that homosexuality is wrong. They used to believe that about 10 years ago. You talk to them now. Now I'm changing my thoughts about it. What happened? Basically, the media. Basically, what happened is they're changing their direction. The seeds have been planted. Now what used to be wrong is kind of right now. We have to continue to stand on God's word. If you don't protect your mind, Satan will plant all types of things in there. You even won't believe that there is a Jesus Christ. You even won't believe that there's a Jesus Christ. Your stronghold. Don't give place to the devil. Don't entertain him. Now, verse 28 talks about this. It says, "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may give to him that needeth." Wow, this is so good. Because it shows us, the Bible says, hey, we got to put away stealing. We can't steal anymore. But it tells us that we need to work laboring with our hands. And I like what it says here. It says good work. Don't do things bad like selling drugs or doing any type of thing like that to get money. But it says laboring, working good work.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.